It's Women of Influence Day at ptbotoday.ca, powered by Cody and James Chartered Professional Accountants, joined by Emily Jones of Peterborough Police. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the invite.
I know you're still fairly new to the position of Community Engagement Coordinator at Peterborough Police. Is a position like this something that you always saw yourself in, or is it something that you kind of found out later in life?
It's something I found a little later on. So, I've been in the position for about a year now. I've done most of my career in harm reduction and homelessness and housing. And a lot of that on front line. It's a lot of work to be on front line, and you can be burnt out. And you start looking at the systems level changes, and that's what kind of drew me to this position, is it's a lot of systems level community engagement work, which I find really interesting.
How important is it to you to be a leader in this community that young girls throughout the Peterborough region can look up to?
I mean, that's funny. I never really thought of it like that. I think more women need to get into positions where they can make influence and change systems. So I don't think there's anything wrong with women going into frontline roles at all, but I certainly would love to see more women heading into these system levels, scrutiny kind of positions where they can really question what's been done in the past and how we can change for the future, because I think there's a lot of creativity there. And so I feel like hopefully girls can look at, some of these bigger positions and a little bit more, an umbrella over some of these frontline positions to kind of guide the way to make work easier for folks.
For any women that are maybe thinking about getting into the same kind of career path that you've done, what would your advice be to them?
Well, I think that it can feel really daunting to speak out and speak loudly around things that are problematic, because oftentimes it's the way something's been done for a really long time. And so my advice is just to, always stay true to your morals and your ethics. And as long as you're doing that, you can make sure that you're putting yourself and your own, you're preventing your own moral injury from happening. So making sure that you're just staying true to your own values as you head into these systems, because it becomes quite political.
Between your current position with Peterborough Police and your history in harm reduction work, it seems like helping people is just kind of your thing. Is that something you've always done since you were young?
I'm not sure. I don't really identify with ever like looking up to wanting to be going into social work or harm reduction at a young age. It's something I kind of fell into when I moved to the Yukon, because it was just such a different, it was just done differently there in terms of the Indigenous communities. And so I think I just became really close with the community and wanted to influence that community. And that was one of the ways I did it. And I just find it really interesting to see how like social determinants of health and systems that are broken influence everyday lives.
So going from the Yukon to Peterborough is a pretty big jump. Was that a nerve-wracking decision for you to take such a leap of faith literally across the country?
A little bit. It was a personal decision too. I grew up in Cobourg, so all my family's here. When I moved to the Yukon, it was certainly a leap of faith. but moving here felt really natural and normal, and really been a good move personally and professionally.
Emily, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, and have a great rest of your day.